claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
It is sad to think that sooner or later those you love will do the same for you. And you may have thought it tragic, not to mention other adjectives, to think of all the weeping they will do. But don't you worry, no more ashes, no more sackcloth, and an armband made of black cloth will someday nevermore adorn a sleeve. For if the bomb that drops on you gets your friends and neighbors too, there'll be nobody left behind to grieve, and we will all go together when we go. What a comforting fact that is to know. Universal bereavement, an inspiring achievement. Yes, we all will go together when we go. We will all go together when we go. All suffused with an incandescent glow. No one will have the endurance to collect on his insurance. Lloyd's of London will be loaded when they go. We will all fry together when we fry. We'll be French fried potatoes by and by. There will be no more misery when the world is our rotisserie. Yes, we all will fry together when we fry. We will all bake together when we bake. There'll be nobody present at the wake. With complete participation in that grand incineration, nearly 3 billion hunks of well-done steak. We will all char together when we char. And let there be no moaning of the bar. Just sing out a te deum when you see that ICBM, and the party will be come as you are.
Well, this is Jim Fetzer, your host on The Raw Deal. And I swallowed wrongly, so if my voice sounds a little funny, there's nothing wrong. It'll just take a while to clear up. Meanwhile, I have a lot of news to report. I'll give you some of this, which is highly disturbing, and take calls possibly as early as the top of the second hour, depending on how far I've been able to cover everything I want to cover. I'll refer to several recent blogs at jamesfetzer.org, but I begin with a dear colleague of mine sent me a notice that this vaccine, which was highly touted for the FDA having approved it here, this may be 3 weeks ago or so, which was supposed to be equivalent to the Pfizer mRNA vaccine, had been approved by the FDA. But they hastened to add it was not available. Now, according to the emergency use authorization requirements, it's only permissible to use a vaccine under emergency use if there is no approved vaccine that is available. So they're having their cake and eating it too. They're telling you this vaccine, which is named Comirnaty, very odd spelling, C-O-M-I-R-N-A-T-Y, has been approved, but it's unavailable, because if it were available, then Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca, if indeed AstraZeneca has emergency use here in the U.S., would lose that status. Moreover, when a vaccine is approved, they have to publish all the ingredients. Now listen to this. Where's Comirnaty? Is there really a fully FDA-approved COVID vax available in the U.S.? Calling pharmacies. Bait and switched. Tim Truth called around to numerous vaccine injection providers and pharmacies in the U.S., but was unable to locate a site that carried Pfizer's new FDA-approved Comirnaty product. Most personnel who answer the phone, including pharmacists, had not heard of Comirnaty. A labeled bottle of Comirnaty was analyzed by the La Quinta Columna group in Spain, where the electron microscope revealed numerous contaminants, including what appears to be graphene oxide. It is now confirmed that Comirnaty label exists in Europe, but not yet in the U.S. Several things to say about it. He included links to several reports. Here's one from the European Medicines Agency. Comirnaty is a vaccine for preventing coronavirus disease 2019, COVID-19, in people aged 12 years and older. Comirnaty contains a molecule called messenger RNA, mRNA, with instructions for producing a protein from SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. Comirnaty does not contain the virus itself and cannot cause COVID-19. But my God, it can do staggering other very bad things. I mean, listen. This graphene oxide, which has already been identified as involved here, included, is horrific. There's a blog you can find at jamesfetzer.org. I think it might be 10 back by now, of an interview with a guy who apparently designed it. I mean, this report looks authentic. And I say that because while we can never be certain, it fits together with everything I've been able to determine about all of this vaccine and the pandemic. So when it fits together, it coheres with the other available evidence that I take to be authentic. Well, remember, separating the authentic from the fabricated evidence is indispensable because the bad guys are very adept at faking evidence. For example, they altered the JFK autopsy x-rays to conceal a fist-sized blowout at the back of the head. They even substituted another brain for that of JFK. They massively revised the whole movie, including the Zapruder, which ought to have had about 1,000 frames were it authentic, but only has 487 extant frames, which you can see, by the way, on my assassinationscience.com. Scroll down to where John P. Costello, PhD, completely brilliant guy, provides the best version of the Zapruder film, where he's corrected for aspect ratio and other forms of distortion. And these are as good as we have available. Though I grant that there's a Hollywood research group of film restorationists who've been working on the film and obtained what they call the forensic copy, where I've seen portions of it, and it is crystal clear, more clear than what John has here. But what John has here is free and available to you. Whereas that research group, which has a version that's crystal clear, has been supposed to release its report, where they were simply staggered by the amateur way in which the blowout at the back of JFK's head had been blacked out, where it appears they simply blew up the frames, painted out, shrunk them back down, and reshot them so that it would be there. I mean, it's just amateurish. Some of you may know that when that's David W. Mandick, MD, PhD, who has a completely brilliant book, by the way, on the JFK head wounds, available on Amazon.com in an e-version, a Kindle, but where he's putting together a bound version, and is the leading expert on the medical evidence in the assassination of JFK. when he went into the archives and discovered this and identified the area that had been patched at the back of the hit, it occurred to me that they had the perps, and this was done at Hawkeye Works, a secret CIA lab adjacent to Kodak headquarters in Rochester, New York. They spent so much time on early frames, say 313 through 317 and so forth, blacking it out. Maybe they overlooked, I thought, later, and it might be visible. And I discovered, lo and behold, in frame 374, where Jackie's climbing out onto the trunk of the car to fetch a chunk of Jack's skull and brains lying there, you can see the blowout. And I've explained this in a lot of places where there's a very close proximity. It looks slightly like a cashew on its side. There's a little hair in the photograph overlapping. So it's not quite exact as David's definition of area P for patch, because there's no hair on the x-rays, but it is clearly the blowout. There's also a pink extension there, which is a 3-inch high skull flap that appears to have been blown open by the force of the frangible or exploding bullet. One of what David now believes may be three shots to the head, where one entered the right temple and exited the back, but another hit almost concurrently and was the exploding bullet. Initially, I thought a trail of metallic particles that he had discovered indicative of a second shot to the head. And we're talking about a second shot over and beyond a hit to the back of the head, just around the vicinity of the external occipital protuberance, that bump on the back of your head where you'd rest if you were lying in a tub, identified by the Bethesda pathologists, Humes and Boswell. We know that was legitimately there. David's confirmed it using the Harper fragment and found indications that make it fit. And he explains where the Harper fragment fits. Where when the House Select Committee reinvestigated in 1977-78 and published their final report in 1979, they had the audacity to reconstruct the back of the head so it looks completely intact. There's that hole in the head is not available. You cannot see it at all. It's as though the back of his head were completely intact, and they moved what the Bethesda physicians had correctly interpreted as the location of the wound to the back of the head up to the crown of the head. I mean, look, this is a House Select Committee on Assassinations redoing the medical evidence in the case of JFK, the assassination of our 35th president. This is grotesque. And guess who was ahead of the medical panel? Michael Bannon, who is also called in relation to other famous cases. But I got to say, he discredited himself completely by allowing this to happen. Let me just explain how monstrous a deception this is. When I published my first collection of essays exposing the cover-up, where I don't know, there were 20 contributors, Assassination Science, I included in the appendices the autopsy reports we had, including the death certificate by Admiral George Berkeley, the president's personal physician, but also the autopsy report from Bethesda, which describes in mathematical detail this missing, it's not just a fist-sized hole. That's what we had at Parkland. But it's enormous. It's the whole back of the head and well into the top of the head is missing, so that it would resemble something more like if JFK had been leaning way forward and was hit from behind, it could have taken off the whole top of his head. But it's absurd what they did there. So that David Lifton, by the way, was first to notice, and when he discovered that description, I mean, it spells it out mathematically, the width and the depth and so forth, the location. I mean, it's impossible to escape that this is an exact description. He called a physician of his acquaintance and just read him this portion of the autopsy report without identifying the subject and said, what did that sound like to him? And he said that the guy had been hit in the back of the head with an axe. It was so monstrous. Well, bullets are tiny compared to the damage that's done by an axe as a rule. So this is just indicative of how much they massively alter the evidence, which is why the key to unraveling the cover-up and discovering, you know, sorting out who really took out JFK had to do with dealing with this fraud and deception. So we got a similar situation here where, let me observe, this graphene oxide now, to return to the fray, the guy who designed it basically said anyone who has this graphite oxide in their system has a 10-year life expectancy, and if they want to know how many years they have left, you can do so by measuring the amount of graphene oxide in your bloodstream, because this stuff replicates. It's self-replicating. It's one of the weirdest substances I have ever encountered in any context whatsoever. It expands, it grows, it develops. He said if you have 10% in your bloodstream, then you got 9 years. 20% in your bloodstream, you got 8 years. So you can figure it out. But the idea that this has graphene oxide is completely monstrous. And I've already explained here, you see, by saying the FDA had approved this graphene, this very, very, very stunning stuff. It got the impression that, you know, the FDA had approved the Pfizer shot, which still remains in only emergency. And of course, it's absolutely deadly, very bad. And I'm very, very upset to say that members of my own family have taken the vax. And it's serious, serious, serious business. Now, get this. The CEO of Moderna says even the young will need to take vaccine booster shots indefinitely. Bear in mind, the CEO of pharmaceutical giant Moderna says that even younger people will have to get vaccine booster shots at least once every 3 years, meaning that a two-tier society that punishes the unvaccinated could remain in place indefinitely. But think about the absurdity of this situation of punishing the unvaccinated. I mean, after all, if the vaccine works, then those vaccinated have nothing to fear from the unvaccinated because they're protected. So why should those who are protected need protection from the unprotected, who are supposed to themselves be protected by taking the protection that didn't work for the already protected? I mean, just look at the absurdity of the situation. And Moderna, like Pfizer, of course, want to vaccinate the world. They make big bucks. They're making money. They're making sensational sums of money. Now, if you thought that the vaccine were good, then, of course, many Americans have naively, and part of it is, you know, they're trying to reinforce that impression with this misleading report about a vaccine having been approved that's the same as a Pfizer, only it's not available in the United States, so they can preserve their emergency use authorization, which incidentally, when it's emergency use, they're not required to reveal the contents, as though a responsible medical agency such as the Food and Drug Administration is supposed to be would allow any medicine to be marketed, the contents of which they did not know. In other words, this is a huge scam. We're discovering the entire medical establishment is fraudulent. It appears, and I've said this before and say it again, the only source that could exercise the kind of massive control, not only over the media, but even over the U.S. government, over NIH, WHO, the CDC, and even the AMA, which is advising doctors that they could lose their licenses if they go against the jab. The AMA is the Rothschild banking empire. There's no other source. And of course, this is part of the Rothschild agenda to take control of the entirety of planet Earth. That's being spearheaded by none other than Klaus Schwab of the World Economic Forum, who's assuring us that when the Great Reset occurs, the entity, the World Economic Forum, will pay off their mortgages, their student loans, any debts, credit card debts, in return for surrendering all your property and assets and agreeing to a vaccine regimen whereby they're going to control the entire population of Earth. And this graphene oxide, I'm going to return to that, is apparently going to play a key role. So that they're claiming in 2035, you'll own nothing and you'll be happier than ever. Yeah, just think about it. Think how happy you'd be if you didn't have a house, TV, car, couldn't get around on your own, were constantly under surveillance, totally under control. And guess what? Surprise, surprise. Klaus Schwab himself is a Rothschild. Klaus Schwab himself is a Rothschild. So there it is. Klaus is a Rothschild. I'm going to keep the break because I need to rest my throat here between segments. But if you think the vax is good, which we've been endlessly bombarded for what? Is it a year already? Told the vax is good, it's safe and effective when it's not. Then if you think the vax is good and COVID is real, then you save yourself. Even if you think COVID is fake, that there's not a real pandemic, but a mass illusion, you've merely encountered an inconvenience of taking a shot when you didn't need to take the shot. But you have to realize how we know the vax is bad. I mean, here's some of the most basic elementary considerations, even independent of graphene oxide. The SARS-2 COVID virus has never been isolated. It's never been isolated, by the way, you cannot have a vaccine. What they're calling vaccines don't cure it, but suppress symptoms. Those who are vaccinated are not cured and remain capable of transmission. These are not traditional vaccines. Notice that report from the European Union even said about this comirnaty or whatever, that it doesn't introduce a sample of the virus, which means it's not actually a vaccine. The point of introducing the weak strain is that you develop your own natural antibodies. Now, apparently, since I've been diagnosed as having had COVID when I went through that health trauma here a couple of weeks ago, that since I've survived, I appear to have antibodies now. I've also taken ivermectin and before that HCQ and so forth. But I think when I took the HCQ, I didn't do it in the right combination with the HCQ and the Z-Pak and zinc. I couldn't find zinc easily, though actually I was just looking in the wrong places. So that, in fact, I don't believe the HCQ I took had the intended effect. But a dear friend sent me 5 days of 2 tabs each for ivermectin, and I believe that may have turned the corner. So I encourage everyone. Meanwhile, they use mRNA, which performs a feat of gene splicing, where the risks of the vaccines are greater, actually overwhelmingly greater than of the virus. They're only authorized on an emergency basis. Or even Fauci says the vaccinated still need to wear masks, and we know that this is all fraudulent. Fauci in the past has explained why wearing masks just makes you feel better but doesn't do any good, in part because the size of the virus is tiny, minuscule, compared to the filters of these masks that are available compare a ping pong ball and a hula hoop. I mean, it's that bad. I have many, many articles, six or eight at least, including from the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons, explaining why masks don't work. So if you want to understand what's going on there, check it out. Go to my blog, jamesfetzer.org. So the situation actually is the vax is not good. The vax is very, very bad. And any of you who heard the UK funeral director who was explaining that the numbers were all fake, they were taking persons who died from all sorts of problems, you know, heart attack, stroke, run over by a bus, and labeling them COVID, and that they were actually using sedatives to put permanently to sleep the elderly in long-term care facilities in the UK, and that he knew he was at risk by reporting all this. Well, the UK has cracked down indeed, and they've revoked his license and taken away his business. That's what happens here if you speak the truth. In any case, the vax is bad, brings about massive harm or death. We're clearly violating the Nuremberg Code on a massive basis. I mean, it's simply stunning what's going on here. But if you think what I've just told you is bad, wait till you hear what I have to explain about the vaccine death report that's just been published, also on my blog. I think it's maybe the second or third, by David John Sorensen and Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD. And I'm going to share parts of that report with you, and it's going to make your skin crawl. You're going to see the enormity of what we're up against. Very, very, very profoundly disturbing. And I can already tell that it's more likely that I'll be taking callers into the second hour, not at the start of the second hour. I doubt very much I will be ready, but when I am, you'll have the opportunity to call in. And I predict that'll be probably not later than a quarter past in the second hour.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, I've warned you already, you're not going to like what you're about to hear here. The vaccine death report. So if you want confirmation that the vax is bad, here it comes. Is there evidence of millions of deaths and serious adverse events resulting from experimental COVID-19 injections? By David John Sorensen and Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, MD, September 2021. The purpose of this report is to document how all over the world, millions of people have died and hundreds of millions of serious adverse events have occurred after injections with the experimental mRNA gene therapy. We will also reveal the real risk of an unprecedented genocide. Facts. Our aim is to only present scientific facts and stay away from unfounded claims. The data is clear and verifiable. References can be found with all presented information, which is provided as a starting point for further investigation. Complicity. The data suggests that we may currently be witnessing the greatest organized mass murder in the history of our world. The severity of this situation compels us to ask this critical question. Will we rise up to the defense of billions of innocent people? Or will we prefer personal profit over justice and be complicit? Networks of lawyers all over the world are preparing class action lawsuits to prosecute all who are serving this criminal agenda. To all who have been complicit so far, we say, there is still time to turn and choose the side of truth. Please make the right choice. Now, this is a 39-page report, and I've set it up on my blog where you can download the report directly from my blog. So I'm only going to be providing, reading portions that might amount to maybe 4 pages or so. Worldwide fraud. All over the world, hospitals and medical staff are paid handsomely to fraudulently register all patients as COVID. Hundreds of millions of flu cases every year all over the world are now all considered COVID. Doctors are pressured from above to register every patient as COVID, and they get hidden messages requiring them to register dying patients as COVID deaths. Funeral directors admit they see false COVID registrations all the time. and CNN technical director Chester admitted they'd inflated COVID numbers. A network of 20 hospitals is caught inflating the COVID numbers to create fear. And an African official is seen in a Zoom call discussing how to ramp up COVID. A nurse testifies how a large number of patients are murdered to increase COVID deaths, and innumerable people worldwide are outraged because they were incorrectly registered as COVID. The Italian politician Vittorio is infuriated because he sees how the chamber is lying. Only a small percentage died of COVID. These are but a few examples of a blatant campaign of international deception to create the excuse for the current genocide with the toxic injections. Now, as an aside, this reinforces my point about the enormity of this has to be a Rothschild operation. And there's no other entity on earth that could bring about this massive corruption of our media, our medical system, our government. Unquestionably, they were also behind the theft of the election. There's no doubt about it, where the Democrats simply went along because they would be returned to power, which they've been grossly abusing, and where Biden's poll numbers are in the toilet. And where if we serve the pandemic, if we ever get to 2022, they're going to suffer a defeat at the polls like no party has ever experienced in a midterm election in history. Everything the administration has undertaken has been a calamity. Whether it's a withdrawal from Afghanistan or the border crisis, they are deliberately importing, you know, bringing in as many immigrants as they can and flying them, guess where? To swing states, to change the demographic. I mean, this is so blatant. This is so in your face. It's completely disgusting when you put two and two together. And by the way, I previously spoke about how the funeral director's reports cohered with all the other evidence I have. Well, here you have confirmation from these experts of what I was reporting. Now, the coherence of the evidence, and this is why you have to sort out the fabricated from the authentic evidence, the coherence of the authentic evidence is the criterion or the measure or the yardstick for truth. That's how we tell evidentially in any empirical undertaking, investigating any event that happens on Earth, for example, as opposed to pure mathematics and logic, where you can have investigations that have nothing to do with history and are independent of empirical evidence or scientific inquiry. When we get coherence, then we're entitled to infer that that is what is true, but it's fallible, meaning we could be wrong, and tentative, with new evidence, we may have to revise our position and reject hypotheses we previously accepted and accept hypotheses we previously rejected and leave others in suspense. What I'm telling you is that following this as I have, rather thoroughly in detail, reporting about virtually every single day what we're getting here in this report, is exactly right. It's a distilled summary. To return to the vaccine death report, the real solution, early treatment. Why is every effective cure for COVID suppressed? If the toxic COVID injections offer no solution for this pandemic, how can we then help humanity? The answer is simple. From the very start of this worldwide health crisis, there were many prominent scientists and medical doctors who exclaimed how they were successfully treating many thousands of COVID patients using existing drugs that are known for their safety and efficacy. There is, for example, the world-famous French professor Didier Raoult, director of one of the largest research groups in infectious diseases and microbiology. He is the most cited microbiologist in Europe, according to ISI, that's an international archive bibliography, and has trained more than 457 foreign scientists in his lab since 1998. with more than 1,950 articles referred in ISIS, ISI, or PubMed. Another bibliographical reference is considered the world's foremost expert on infectious diseases. Professor Rold started treating COVID patients with a medicine, been around over 60 years, famous for its safety and efficacy in defeating COVID use viruses, hydroxychloroquine. Professor Rold treated over 4,000 patients with hydroxychloroquine and azithromycin, let me add in zinc, and virtually all of them recovered, with the exception of a handful of very elderly who already had several morbidities. In other words, they would have died anyway. Meanwhile, hundreds of studies confirm the effectiveness of HCQ in treating COVID-19 and preventing hospitalization and death. World-leading scientists Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Peter McCullough are both the most published medical experts in their fields. But these physicians and their teams have successfully treated tens of thousands of COVID patients using, for example, ivermectin. Dr. Corey and his team of top medical experts studied the entire medical literature for over 9 months and found that ivermectin proves to be a miracle drug that effectively prevents and treats COVID-19. This incredible success inspired many other medical doctors around the world to start using the same drug. In the Netherlands, Dr. Rob Ellens gave all his COVID patients hydroxychloroquine combined with zinc and saw 100% recovery rate in an average of 4 days. Nobody needed to be hospitalized. Along with 2,700 plus other medical professionals, this physician sent a letter to the Dutch government asking them to include HCQ into the standard protocol. Dr. Elin and other Dutch medical doctors set up a COVID-19 self-care website with information on how to prevent and overcome COVID-19 using HCQ and zinc. In New York, the family practitioner, Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, treated over 500 COVID patients at the beginning of the pandemic with hydroxychloroquine, zinc, and azithromycin. He also had 100% recovery rate with hardly any side effects and no hospitalizations as of August 2021. Dr. Zelenko and his team successfully treated over 6,000 COVID patients. He developed a protocol to treat COVID-19, which became world famous and is saving the lives of millions of thousands of people around the world. I think that meant thousands and millions. The Zelenko protocol is used, for example, the online telemedicine platform. 63 studies have confirmed the effectiveness of ivermectin in treating COVID-19. Biophysicist Andrea Clacker used chlorine dioxide to slash a daily death rate of 100 to 0 in Bolivia and was asked to treat the military, police, and politicians in several Latin American nations. His worldwide network, ComuSave, com, consists of thousands of physicians, academics, scientists, and lawyers who are promoting this effective treatment. More information about these cures can be found at the following website, covidpatientguide.com, c19protocols.com, thecovidremedy.com, FlemingMethod.com/best available published evidence, stopworldcontrol.com/cures, stopworldcontrol.com/cures, which appears to be the one they recommend most highly. Suppression of treatments. Physicians around the world are persecuted with so many available options to successfully treat COVID-19. Why is there still such an outcry for a vaccine? And why is the majority of the population not even aware of the available treatments? The answer is shocking and shows what's going on in the world. All over the world, physicians who were successfully treating COVID patients encountered the unthinkable. They were intimidated and shut down by the government. America's frontline doctors informed the world about the safe and effective cures for COVID during their first White Coat Summit of 2020. This broadcast was viewed over 20 million times in a few hours, but then they were shut down all across the board. Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, even their website was taken down by Squarespace. Dr. David Brownstein from Michigan, a leading holistic practitioner, had successfully treated over 120 COVID patients, but his entire medical blog was removed. Dr. Rob Ellers, who successfully treated all of his COVID patients in the Netherlands, was threatened by the government that he would lose his license if he continued treating these people. Dr. Joseph Mercola, who's been a leading voice worldwide in healthy living, published information on how to treat COVID and was forced to delete his content after Google had already banned him. Professor Rolt, who is one of the most respected scientists in the world, is suddenly smeared and slandered all over the internet. Dr. Zelenko, who successfully treated over 6,000 patients, among whom two presidents and the Israeli health minister, is also bashed all over the web and even had to leave his community because of backlash. The biophysicist Andreas Klacker was deplatformed from all major social media. His book was removed from Amazon, and even his scientific account on ResearchGate was deleted. These are just a few examples of physicians. These are just a few examples of physicians who successfully treat COVID patients who face massive opposition from the authorities. Never before in the history of mankind has it occurred that a proven, working, and safe drug for an illness has been kept from the world. Now, such an internationally coordinated effort is clear. People are not supposed to recover from COVID because the world population needed to be scared into accepting this lethal injection. Now, mind you, how much of this confirms my hypothesis that the Rothschild banking empire is behind this? All right, if you thought that was bad enough, actually, that's nothing compared to what you're going to hear now. Monopoly, the criminal elite. How the world is deceived by super-rich criminals. Who could organize such a worldwide operation, and why would they want to commit such crimes against humanity? We find the answer in the documentary Monopoly by Tim Geelan, published by Stop World Control. This excellent documentary shows in great detail, providing all evidence on the screen, how the entire mainstream media and health industry worldwide is owned by one small group of super rich people. Those who own the major vaccine manufacturer also own the major hospital networks, and they collaborate closely with the government health officials, making it a piece of cake to impose real rules on the entire healthcare community to register every patient as COVID. Creating a pandemic based on inflated numbers is therefore no problem. Monopoly reveals how a group of multi-billionaire criminals have strategically been buying the entire world in order to fulfill their agenda of becoming supreme rulers over all of humanity. The desire to rule the world is as old as the world itself. As we see throughout history, how one psychopathic warlord after another tried to become the ultimate dominator of the world. It was, however, never truly possible until now. Technology and the internet opened unprecedented possibilities to control the entire world with a touch of one finger. Google, Twitter, and Facebook are all owned by the same people. If they say, silence all medical doctors who promote COVID cures, it happens in the blink of an eye. They also own most large banks. So once they say, shut down all accounts of those who refuse vaccines, it can be done without questioning, as they are the boss. The same goes for the air travel industry, which is also owned by that same group. Never before in the history of mankind have we faced such threat by extremely rich criminals who have been seizing ownership of virtually every aspect of our world. Money buys them all. The result is 100% lawless, unconstitutional, extremely corrupt power grab by a hidden group of super rich criminals whom nobody elected, but who overthrow every democracy, ignore every law, and execute their every wish simply by waving a few billions of dollars in the face of the rest of the world. While the world population thought they were democratically electing people who would represent them and fight for their rights and freedoms, the elections worldwide have been rigged for many decades, placing servants of this criminal group into every government. They have also been positioning their puppets as the world's highest judges, so the entire judicial system would not be a threat to them. The U.S. Supreme Court and basically all major international courts have been packed with their servants. The current takeover of the world is something that has been planned for many decades. The question is why these super rich people would want to murder a large part of humanity. The answer is they want to replace at least half and ultimately the majority of all jobs with artificial intelligence. Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum said openly that in a few years, 40% of all jobs will be performed by AI. This means there'll be way too many people on Earth who have nothing to do. The world-renowned monument not too long ago erected in the state of Georgia called the Georgia Guidestones shows clearly the plan, as it states shamelessly. The world population needs to be reduced to about 500 million people. The eugenics agenda is nothing new, but has been at the forefront of the strategy of super-rich globalists. In order to maintain their positions in power and control, they have to dramatically reduce the world's population. But they don't only want to murder the majority of humanity. Their plans go further. Their goal is to impose a new world order of total tyranny over every human soul on Earth. Ultimate mind control. Chilean president unveils plan to control human thought. As we all know, the goal of criminals is always to increase their power and wealth. They are never satisfied, but continually crave for more power and money. Ultimately, they want to play God over the whole world, where everybody will be their servant. In order to keep increasing their power, there's one thing they need: the blind obedience of the masses. Only a totally ignorant and utterly obedient population will collaborate with their plans. That's why they have been buying the entire world's mainstream news media, education systems, healthcare, and government agencies, so they can use all of that to spread their brainwashing propaganda to every mind in every corner of the world. Still, they don't stop here, as they are fully aware that not everyone blindly believes everything said on television. Therefore, their plan to gain 100% control over the minds of all of humanity have further developed. Recently, their agenda has been voiced loud and clear by the Chilean president, Sebastián Piñera. In a public speech, he bluntly announced to the entire nation, "Let's hear what the leaders of the world launch in this community. It is the possibility that machines can read our thoughts, can even insert thoughts, insert feelings." 5G is a tremendous leap. It's a cosmic leap, a Copernican leap, because really what 5G technology is going to mean is an even greater shift in our lives than all the previous technologies have meant. After stealing our voices through aggressive censorship, stealing our votes through election fraud, stealing our money through ever-increasing taxes, they will now steal our very own thoughts and feelings through 5G. That will be the summum of their tyranny. They will be able to impose the desired thoughts and feelings onto the whole world, so nobody will even be able to divert from their narrative anymore. That is why Klaus Schwab so confidently states in his promotional videos about the near future, "You owe nothing, have no privacy, and you will be happy." Could it be that he is referring to an artificially induced state of fake happiness? That feelings of frustration about having no privacy or private possessions will simply be removed from the population, and everybody will be hypnotized to blindly control and smile all day long while they've lost everything that makes them unique? What does this have to do with the vaccine report? It could be more than we are aware of now. In order for 5G to be able to modify the thoughts and feelings of the population, it requires another element: nanoparticles inside the brains of people that receive and transmit 5G signals. It turns out that the substance most efficient in communing with 5G is a very substance massively present in the COVID injections, graphene oxide. No substance on Earth communicates better with 5G than graphene oxide. No substance in existence is more efficient in penetrating the human brain and manipulating human thoughts and feelings than graphene oxide. One company that's been using graphene to manipulate the human brain for medical purposes is InBrain Neuroelectronics. Their website states, "We use graphene, the thinnest material known to man, to build a new generation of neural interfaces for brain restoration to help patients around the world." The company highlights its technology as being able to read a person's brain, detect specific neurological patterns, and then control that person's neurology to alter the brain function. In their own words, "Our graphene brain interfaces have the capability of reading at a resolution never seen before, as well as detecting therapy-specific biomarkers that trigger highly focal adaptive neuromodulation for increased outcome in personalized neurological therapies." It appears that the intention of InBrain is to merely help people with neurological disorders, but the reason I mention them is to illustrate how graphene is indeed the best substance to alter the human brain. And again, it works better with 5G than anything else. The fact that it's massively present in the COVID vaccines is therefore highly disturbing, especially if we know what the agenda is of the world leaders described by the Chilean president. And here, let me say, since we're about to hit the break, and I'll continue after we return, he's being kind to InBrain. Clearly, they are doing pilot studies about how to create, as it were, a hive mind humans society across the globe. I'll be right back.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out "And Nobody Died in Boston Either." Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. That time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal
than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet, not giving up. Revolution Radio.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and freedomslips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Well, this may be the most somber report I've ever read or broadcast I've ever had to deliver because it's so serious. Let me mention, since I made it available for you to download on my blog at jamesfetzer.org, I recommend you download it and you send it to everyone you can, high and low, everyone you can. If each of you here does that, and those who receive it do the same, then the whole country can be informed in a relatively short period of time. Everyone needs to understand this. Believe me, I have done a mountain of research on this, reporting virtually every single day for a year and a half, and I believe this report, better than any other, gets it right, sums it up, and gives a global overview. I continue. 5G offers a possibility that machines can read our thoughts and can even insert thoughts, insert feelings. Another element we have to touch on to end this report is a clear and public agenda of the globalists to end humanity as we know it and steer humanity into becoming cyborgs. This is clearly explained in detail in the book of Klaus Schwab, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. He strongly believes humans need to become one with machines that are fully connected to the cloud and who are surveilled and controlled by artificial intelligence. That's why he says nobody will have any form of privacy anymore, yet they will be happy. How well Schwab masters the skill of deception with cleverly chosen words to hide his true intents is seen clearly at the end of his book, The Fourth Industrial Revolution. Quote, in the end, it all comes down to people and values. We need to shape a future that works for all of us by putting people first and empowering them in its most pessimistic, dehumanizing form. The Fourth Industrial Revolution may indeed have the potential to robotize humanity and thus to deprive us of our heart and soul. But as a complement to the best parts of human nature, creativity, empathy, stewardship, it can also lift humanity into a new collective and moral consciousness based on a shared sense of destiny. It is incumbent on us all to make sure the latter prevails. What he says here is that humans need to be empowered and may not be turned into robots. But actually what he's saying is they are going to turn us into robots. He then concludes with what must prevail, lift humanity into a new collective and moral consciousness. What does that mean? It means exactly what it says. Every human will think and feel the exact same way. We will all share the same collective consciousness. This means total brain manipulation of all of humanity. Every soul on earth will be submitted to the narrative that the world leaders prescribe. Or in Schwab's clever words, humanity will have a new collective consciousness. No longer will Google, Facebook, or Twitter have to censor anybody's voice, because the fourth industrial revolution will ensure that all of humanity is lifted into the same mindset. That's the ultimate goal of these criminals. The hypocrisy of Schwab is sickening, as this is exactly what he says should not happen. This is literally turning humans into robots who can no longer think for themselves, but who will all be forced to share one and the same mind. Conclusion. And remember, this is only extracts, just a portion of what you have there. Maybe 6 or 8 pages. Humanity, rise up. If we don't speak up now, we will be silent forever. We are facing something so evil that none of us can stand at the sidelines as a neutral onward watcher any longer. So many have remained silent out of fear for losing jobs, finances, position, respect, or friends. We must understand, however, that when we don't speak out now, we will lose far more than jobs, finances, and friends. We will lose our very humanity and become programmed slaves without the ability to think or feel individually. What can we all do? All of us can do something. Everybody can print out this report in many copies and distribute it to their law enforcement, school directors and teachers, medical personnel, friends and neighbors. We can all send this PDF to an online printing service like VistaPrint and have thousands of copies made that we can hand out in our community. All of us can send this PDF as an email attachment to all our contacts and to people in authority. I close with the following. Ultimate control. After hiding their agenda for many decades, labeling every discovery of it as a silly conspiracy theory, now the globalist madmen come out into the open with their insane ideas. 5G will insert thoughts and feelings into everyone. Klaus Schwab explains his dream for humanity to all share the same consciousness, which they, of course, programmed for us. The key to this is inserting nanotechnology like graphene oxide into the human body, which travels to the brain and then can receive and transmit 5G signals. Is this why these vaccines are mandated for all of humanity, and why they contain specifically this very substance that is used for brain manipulation and works best with 5G? To which I add, the answer emphatically is yes. Now, here's an irony. Here's a complete and total irony. New York BLM leader promises a national uprising over racist vaccine mandates. I mean, notice how everything in this report confirms what I've been explaining about the domination by the Rothschild banking industry. There simply isn't any alternative. There's no other explanation. It cannot just be a mere coincidence that these universities, all these institutions, our whole medical establishment, the government, all the media are singing from the same songbook, giving us the same lyrics, the same lines, time after time. But interestingly, I think there might be a potential for BLM to do the nation some good. Get this. New York BLM leader promises national uprising over racist vaccine mandates. The co-founder of a Black Lives Matter group in New York warned of an uprising similar to the George Floyd protests last year over vaccination requirements. Shavona Newsom, an organizer with Black Lives Matter of Greater New York, led a protest Monday at Carmine's Italian restaurant in New York City after a hostess denied entry to three Black women last week because they would not provide proof of vaccination. The women, tourists from Texas, allegedly attacked the hostess and were arrested on charges of assault and criminal mischief. 72% of Black people in this city from ages 18 to 44 are unvaccinated, Newsom said during the protest at Carmine's, according to the Washington Examiner. So what is going to stop the Gestapo, I mean the New York Police Department, from rounding up Black people, from snatching them off the train, off the bus? We're putting this city on notice that your mandate will not be another racist social distance practice. Black people are not going to stand by, or you will see another uprising, and that is not a threat. That is a promise. The vaccination passport is not a free passport to racism. Black Women's March co-founder Kimberly Bernard added, "We are serving notice on the mayor, on the governor, on the restaurant industry. We will not allow you to use this pandemic." Vaccination cards and masks is another reason to be racist, to put us in prison, because there are enough of us in there already, she means, I think, to imply. Let me add one more story, which is incredibly disturbing, incredibly disturbing. And by the way, virtually everyone involved in Biden's COVID agenda, everyone happens to be Jewish. The point being that they're all virtually U.S.-Israeli dual citizens. When the very first political speech I ever gave on 15 April 2008 on the grass outside of the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., a Ron Paul Freedom Rally, I explained why no dual citizen should ever be allowed to occupy a policy-shaping or decision-making position in the American government, because no one can know that their loyalty to the other state does not outweigh their loyalty to the United States. And when you consider the extent to which Israel controlled the mainstream media, it's a reasonable inference the Rothschilds control the Israeli ops and through them the media, or even more directly. But the fact is they're acting in concert. We'll get this. FDA official says use Nazi-type registry of unvaxxed Americans like the Jewish Star. Think about this. An undercover video released Tuesday by conservative investigative journalist James O'Keefe shows what appears to be an official with the Food and Drug Administration calling for forced COVID-19 vaccinations and even a Jewish Star registry for those who are unvaccinated. Thus far, videos from the Project Veritas COVID Vax Exposed series investigation have shown that officials within federal agencies don't care about adverse vaccine reactions. One whistleblower, a nurse working with the Department of Health and Human Services, said in a video that dropped on Monday that physicians have not been reporting instances of vaccine complications. Warning, the following videos contain vulgar language some viewers may find offensive. So I want you to track it down online. The title, FDA official says use Nazi-type registry of unvaxxed Americans. And this is for Project Veritas. So they're called COVID-19 Exposed Part 1. Then there's COVID-19 Vaccine Exposed Part 2. On Tuesday, in a separate undercover video release, a reported FDA official joked about treating millions of unvaccinated Americans as if they were Jews in Nazi Germany. Project Veritas reported that Taylor Lee, who is an economist with the agency, jocularly floated the idea of forcing vaccines on people while using Adolf Hitler's Germany as a roadmap. Go to the unvaccinated and blow it, the COVID vaccine, into them, blow dart it into them, a man said to be Lee said on video. Census goes door to door if you don't respond. So we have the infrastructure to do forced vaccination. It'll cost a ton of money, a man said in one clip. But I think at that point, I think there needs to be a registry of people who aren't vaccinated, though that's sounding very German. The FDA official reported his idea further in another interview, saying, Nazi Germany, I mean, think about it, like the Jewish Star. Videos of the man reported to be Lee apparently were taken over a prolonged period of time in each clip shared by Project Veritas. Lee was adamant that darts need to be considered to force COVID shots on vaccine-hesitant Americans. That was especially true, he said, with minority and poor Americans. The man reported to be Lee said Black people need to be hit with the blow darts containing the vaccine. He also insulted the intelligence of non-whites, non-wealthy Americans. Quote, I remember reading about how with COVID vaccine trials, they were having an issue recruiting African-American people. It was because of a different medication the government tried to do that was specifically designed to kill African-Americans. He told the Project Veritas insider, all of the wealthy white people are getting vaccinated because they're educated. The man on video also shared some harsh sentiment for people living in the state of Texas, which he suggested he'd like to see become a giant internment camp, turning Texas into a giant internment camp. So if you put every anti-vaxxer like sheep into like Texas and you close off Texas from the rest of the world, you go, okay, you be you in Texas until we deal with this pandemic. He said, according to the Project Veritas transcript, O'Keefe and his organization have been reporting for years in places where no other media outlet would dare touch by relying on whistleblowers and others willing to go undercover to get the truth. If what was shared Tuesday is true, and we have every reason to believe it is, then every American who is already hesitant to trust the federal government has another reason to view science and public health experts with more suspicion. Some of those running our institutions belong in institutions. What Project Veritas has revealed about how federal workers view American citizens is sickening. These people are cynical, callous, and downright sinister. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki already made it clear in July that nothing is off the table with regard to calling people online who support bodily autonomy. Now, if that doesn't have your hair curl, I can't imagine what would. Mind you now, I'm going to open the phone lines. Mitch is here, 540-352-4452. I repeat, 540-352-4452. Meanwhile, let me talk a few things, say a few things about this AI thing and reducing the world's population. It seemed to me long ago, one of the problems with his whole agenda was that if you get rid of the population, then you have no consumers for your products. I'm not sure this bothers them because I think they have a feudal model in mind. This is what David Icke observed right off the bat, that the whole idea, I mean, look, this is David Icke over a year ago. I mean, the guy's completely brilliant. Wiping out the middle class and small businesses mean we're going to return to a feudal society where you have the super rich ensconced in their castles, which are now known as gated communities, and the rest of us toiling as serfs and slaves in the field, literally toiling as serfs and slaves in the field. Now, Klaus Schwab said, doesn't matter, we're all going to be happy. We're all going to think the same thoughts. We're all going to feel the same feelings. because they're going to use 5G and graphene oxide in order to communicate to us the thoughts and feelings they want us to have. We will have no independent thought process. We'll basically have lost our freedom of the will, which is really the right to act in accordance with your own motives, beliefs, ethics, abilities, and capabilities. Freedom of the will is not metaphysical. Freedom of the will is, roughly speaking, acting in accordance with your preferences, doing what you want to do, which is why coercion, force, and compulsion are antithetical to freedom, because then you're not allowed to do what you want to do. This is why a woman who might willingly engage in consensual sex with the right party as a matter of her preference is being subjected to gross abuse when she's subjected to involuntary sexual relations. I've done quite a lot of study about the nature of ethics and morality, and what we have to consider is that there are clear-cut cases of morality that have traditionally always been regarded as moral, such as being honest and speaking the truth and keeping your promises and paying your debts. But there are also clear-cut cases of immorality, murder, rape, kidnapping, blackmail. Now, what turns out to be the case is that by the fundamental, what I take to be the fundamental principle of morality espoused by the great German philosopher Immanuel Kant in the what is technically the third formulation of his categorical imperative, always treat other persons as ends, meaning as valuable in and of themselves, and never merely as means. Now, to understand what he means by that and how illuminating this turns out to be, it really translates into the respect, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So Aretha got it right. There's a recent poll of songs, popular best songs. It was ridiculous, but it gave Aretha the number one. I mean, it was just ignorant of musical history. I mean, this list was a joke. But Aretha, in her song, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, had it right. That's a fundamental principle of morality. Treat other persons with respect so that when you're committing murder or robbery or kidnapping or rape, you're merely using other people as a means. You're merely using other people as a means to accomplish your own goals, your own self-gratification, clearly immoral, unethical. Meanwhile, if you're being honest, if you're keeping your promises, if you're paying your debts, then you're being moral. Now, the fact of the matter is, what we got on a global scale then is the grossest immorality of turning the entirety of the world's population into a means as serfs and slaves for the super rich, the apotheosis of which is the Rothschild banking empire, and as I've already observed, it turns out Klaus Schwab himself is a Rothschild. So this is just disgusting beyond belief. Having also published extensively on artificial intelligence and cognitive science, let me add the following. I founded an international journal called Minds and Machines for artificial intelligence, philosophy, and cognitive science. And I put together an editorial board that everyone I ever knew thought was the best editorial board they'd ever seen for any journal ever. So I was highly successful. It was an immensely popular journal, took off like a rocket. I solely edited the journal as the editor-in-chief for 10 years, and then brought in a former colleague to become my successor for another year, co-edited with him, Jim Moore. And then Jim took the wheel and continued with a journal. Now, most of the contributors to Minds and Machines believed in the computational model of the mind, according to which human minds work on the basis of the same principles as digital machines. I, and it's kind of ironic in many ways, however, have championed, along with John Searle of the University of California, Berkeley, the view that human minds do not operate on the basis of the same principles as do digital machines. In fact, I have proven in many, I mean, I got six or eight books and, you know, dozens of articles on this subject, that there are fundamental dissimilarities such that while you can make computers that increasingly simulate human action and thought processes, you cannot bridge the gap for the following reason. These machines operate on the basis of sequences of high and low voltage or zeros and ones, for no matter how complex a string, it means nothing to the machine. For the machine, none of the operations that it executes, none of the code put into the machine means anything to the machine. It's simply an element of a complex causal system that is incapable of thought. Human beings operate on the basis of thought processes that involve taking other things to stand for other things, signs, such that a proper theory of not mind must be based upon Charles S. Peirce's theory of signs, where there are three basic categories of signs: icons, which look like, resemble, taste like, smell like, whatever, what they stand for; indices, which are causes or effects, like smoke and heat and flames for fire, or elevated temperature and little red spots for the measles, or remnant of the passing of horse, watch your step; and symbols, which are merely habitually associated with that for which they stand. Notice the word horse, for example, doesn't look like a horse. It isn't a cause or an effect of horses. It's merely habitually associated, as are all of the other natural languages of the world. Thus, it turns out a criterion for having a mind is to be capable of making a mistake. Think of tables and chairs. Are they capable of making a mistake? No. My wife recently reported how a new cat our daughter had leaped at a screen because it was another cat which it mistook, like an example I have of a spider leaping at the image of another spider on a cathode ray tube. Back after this break.
Listen to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Join Revolution Radio every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job? That Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes? That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building? Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, everybody. I hope you're having a great day. I don't know where Jim is. He must have had to step out for a second. Hey, I think we're going to take calls this segment. 540-352-4452.
I'll get back to you.
I don't hear Jim. There's Jim.
Yeah. Hey, sorry about that. Mitchell, I've got you here. Yeah, I had someone was trying to reach me repeatedly when I was on the air, so I felt I better call him back. Do you want to give us some preliminary thoughts about everything I've been reporting here? I mean, it seems to me if our audience could go to my blog and download the vaccine death report and send it to everyone they know, this could make a difference. I really believe this is so well thought out. It's so well reasoned. It's so clear. And it's copiously documented. I wasn't reading the sites, but it's copiously documented. So I think that it's very difficult to challenge what they say here. And as I've already explained, it all coheres with everything else I've been reporting for a year and a half. I mean, for crying out loud. So do you have thoughts, Mitchell? I think maybe we're not getting callers because everyone's just aghast at what they've heard. That would not surprise me. I've done shows on stuff where I was revealing things that were not well understood, and they'd rather listen to get it all than to worry about. Right.
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but this morning, I guess it was Kamala Harris was going to be on The View. And because, you know, I guess Kamala Harris going on, they did those rapid PCR tests. And two of the four women on The View were deemed to be COVID active. They rushed them off the set, and then I guess on the next cycle they brought in the vice president. But yeah, they were kind of taken off the air this morning.
How fascinating! I love it.
And yes, they were vaccinated.
Yeah, Mitchell, it's just such an absurd situation we're in. I mean, I could add other stories, but I do think there's so much here that we might want to address that, you know, I'm willing to take callers if anyone is inclined. I believe I have explained the hesitancy. Maybe they're there at my blog and downloading. Go to my blog right there in the introductory paragraph. I'll give you a link to download, and you can download the entire 39-page report to your desktop, and you can send it off as a PDF around the world. I want you to do that. And if there are people who you say, you know, who you know are going to be resistant, just say, look, I'm puzzled by this. What do you make of it? Can you help me sort out? What do you think he's got right? And what do you think these guys have right? And what do you think these guys have wrong? You know, it'd be disarming. Don't say this is the gospel. You can send it to everyone who's actually done any research and has the idea of what's been going on here. And they will be agreeable. You know, they'll find it eye-opening. They'll find it illuminating. They'll find it profoundly disturbing. They'll find it disconcerting. They'll find it massively troubling. But I guarantee you 100% this is the agenda. We do have a caller here from the 425 area code. Caller, just give us your first name and your state and join the conversation.
Hi, Jim and Mitchell. My name is Russell. I'm in Washington State.
Okay. Good, and Russell. Thanks. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
You bet. I was just basically calling in to see if the phones were even working. So.
Oh, did you hear the show?
You
heard the show, right? Oh, you mean to make sure that phones weren't being blocked, and that was the reason why no one has been calling. Did you have any comments on the what you've heard today?
No, very interesting stuff. You know, it's kind of preaching to the choir a lot of the time, but
yeah,
good to get it out there, Jim. I'm going to go to your blog and download that PDF and get it out there.
Yes, good. Well, I'm glad you called. Yes, I mean, it's do things you can do from the convenience of your home. I do not recommend printing off a stack of these and handing them out at a street corner. Don't. That's much too dangerous. Just do what you can do from the convenience of your home using your computer. Use email. Use whatever mechanisms you have to share this as far as wide as you can. It's less time consuming, doesn't require great exertion, and it's inexpensive. It's almost free. So maybe not quite 100% free because you have to pay for your internet service and so forth, but it comes as close to being free as could be. We have a second caller from the 505 area code. Caller, just give us your first name and your state and join the conversation.
Yes, it's Laser from New Mexico.
Go ahead. I didn't quite catch, but that's okay. Go ahead.
I just want to say thank you very much, Jim, for all that information. I've been following you for a long time. And I would just like to confirm one of the things you've said, just from personal experience, that this nanotechnology, if it's used, it does react to your feelings. You can actually communicate somehow, I'm just talking from experience and not from any kind of research knowledge or anything like that, that I feel like I can cause them to react to my feelings. And also, I like to say that the 5G is—they've developed a technology. Is my belief that like animals and dogs can sense when their owner's coming home, or they can predict like an earthquake and stuff like that. They understand and were able to incorporate that technology in the 5G, and that's how they'll use the. I believe this. I mean, it's not like something my research, but from talking to knowledgeable people that have worked in that field, I believe that's what's going to happen.
Yes. Very good. And from your own experience, go ahead and repeat that because I think everyone needs to hear it. Go ahead and reiterate what you have just said.
Both thoughts, the one about the feelings, that they react to your feelings. From experience that I have, like, you know, just through my own, being in touch with my body and myself, I know when I'm being attacked. And I also can feel the attackers. And I can actually communicate. Well, this is what I feel. I mean, it's not like something that I'm, you know, saying like, sure. But I feel like they do react to my thoughts. And I can observe this. And whether it's real or not, that's for scientists, I guess, to see whether or not. Not for me. But for me, it works. And it's the same thing like people that believe that they get a placebo effect, I guess, because they're cured. But anyways, I'd like to say that it's a 5G, that the technology that they've discovered, which is top secret, is the same technology that animals, not technology, but the animals have the ability to know the owner's coming home soon or some bad event is about to happen, and they react before the actual event. That's the technology that they have discovered to be able to put it into the 5G network. Again, that's just my belief.
Yeah. I think that's all very good. Of course, the Democrats have exercised a new mode of theft in California with a recall election. Californians, I was born in California, I have many contacts in California, despise Gavin Newsom. There was no way he was going to survive this recall election unless they intervened to manipulate the outcome, which is precisely what they did. We have the Secretary of State of California introducing a new method of voting by mail, where you print your own ballot at home using your own operating system and so forth. I mean, give me a break. It makes it almost impossible to audit. But that's what these people are doing. They are so dedicated to power. This has nothing to do with the best interests of the American people. This has nothing to do with promoting the interests of the United States. This is clear-cut power grab. And I must say, there's so many aspects of what's going on here. We're actually in the grip of what is known as cultural Marxism, where they're doing everything they can to destroy our identity as a nation. We just had the absurdity of the Robert E. Lee statue on Memorial Avenue in Richmond, Virginia, which was the capital of the Confederacy, taken down, and it was even sawed, where General Lee was removed from his saddle. And I mean, it's just disgusting. You can read about it on my blog, too, because it's my most recent publication there. All this stuff about taking all the statues down from the South, beginning in New Orleans, it's desecrating our cities. These monuments were put up because they're not only historically important, but because they're aesthetically impressive. And they have drawn,
they have drawn
millions of tourists down to those cities to view those monuments. And it was part of the reconciliation process between the North and the South, that the North would be respectful of the South and honor its leaders and recognize they were good Americans, just as were the Northerners who won, rather than treat them as though they were somehow subordinate. So what we have going on here really is a process that has been used in other countries. I think the idea of bringing in the massive number, the flood of immigrants, now we're bringing in from Afghanistan too. I mean, they're not vetting the people they're bringing in from Afghanistan. Something they have learned to do in Afghanistan is to create improvised explosive devices. How many of those we're bringing in from Afghanistan are going to wind up being suicide bombers? They would never have posed a threat as long as they were thousands of miles away in Afghanistan. But Joe Biden has conveniently flown them here to the United States so they can practice their arts of war right here in the USA. I mean, look, Biden is just a figurehead. He's a complete puppet. He's totally incompetent. He's demented. He can no longer control his excretory functions. He is, I'll put it kindly, he's pooping in his pants all the time. He refuses to wear an adult diaper. The report I have is he enjoys it when someone has to clean up his poop, and they clean him up, and then he does it again. And he says, he's saying in public, "I got my butt wiped." That's not a figure of speech. That's literal. This guy has no business being president. Why was he selected? And why did they manipulate to put him into office? No one else would take the job of being the guy who was in office to preside over the destruction of the United States. They needed a fall guy. They needed someone who was so incompetent, who had no conscience, no cognition, didn't understand what he was doing, because God knows if he knew what he was doing, he wouldn't be doing it. And that was Joe Biden. And Kamala is just a flake. She's a nobody. She's an airhead. She's about as brainless a figure as we've ever seen on the political stage in America. And remember, in the run-up to the Iowa caucus, where there were some 17 Democrat candidates, the very first to drop out was Kamala Harris. She didn't even make it to Iowa. She didn't even make it to Iowa. And yet she's vice president of the United States. I think maybe the plan here was to make us fear that if Biden were out, then Kamala would be in and the situation would be even worse. Well, I don't know how the situation could be worse, and yet every single day we're learning that it's getting worse. And again, I say, go to my blog, go to the vaccine death report, download it, send it to everyone you can. If you send it to someone who doesn't believe in any of this, just ask them, what do you make of this? It seems to be so well documented. It seems to be so thorough and detailed. I'm having trouble not believing that it's true. Just send something like that disarming. And I admit you're going to get some people who are pissed off because you sent it to them. Just ignore them like water off a duck's back and proceed. Move forward. Move forward. You have further thoughts you'd like to add?
No, I'd like to just say thank you, Jim. I've listened to you before, and I feel like your reporting on 9/11 is unreal. That why the news doesn't, they celebrate it, but they never mention your report or any of the other qualified people that talk about it, which drives me like insane. You know, why they promote still the same exact thing. So, but I'd like to thank you again for your brave being able to speak your mind and with intelligent thoughts. So thank you again.
Well, I'm delighted with the call. Thank you so very much for calling in. Simply excellent. This fiasco with Kamala on The View is rather fascinating. Mitchell, I'm kind of tickled you brought that up. Can you elaborate any further?
No, Jim, nope. I haven't seen a whole much, not much, anything else about it. Of course, some of this big news that they're pushing is this, the booster has been approved or, you know, approved. You know, they just say the booster's approved. And, well, you know, I laugh in almost every article I read. They conveniently, you know, leave out that it's emergency use authorization.
Well, here's what happened there, Mitchell, and you're really on top of it. There were 18 who voted 16-2 against approving the booster shot. And then they had apparently a rump session, and they approved it for individuals 65 or older. Now, the powers that be needed some sort of approval, even if it were for one person only, so they could claim it had been approved. You're getting it right. This is how they manufacture propaganda. They simply distort the meaning. None of these vaccines has been approved other than for emergency use, with the exception of this one that isn't available in the United States, and which includes graphene oxide. So just think about it. Obviously, the FDA, even if it stood up against giving a booster permission to Pfizer, nevertheless has abdicated its responsibility. The CDC is such a hack organization, I can't believe. We're still getting Anthony Fauci, Tony the Rat, the greatest mass murderer in history, all over television every single day. It's disgusting beyond words what's going on here. Absolutely stunning. But I do think it's terribly interesting that Black Lives Matter could actually make a contribution in opposing the vaccine passports and the vaccine mandates as racist, because that's been the sole song and dance of the Democratic Party, racist. No problem whatsoever. Everything is racist. Well, now they got a problem here, because if that turns out to be a complaint that can be lodged against the vaccine mandates and vaccine passports, then the Democrats are in a bind. They're boxed in. What are they going to do? Exempt the vaccines and the passports for persons of color? In which case, the only ones who are left with the vaccine mandate are persons who are white. I mean, what could be more obvious than that this is a war against white people? Joe Biden's even talked about changing the demographics of the U.S. and celebrating as though it were a good thing that those who built the nation, those who are responsible for its greatest accomplishments, are all going to be lost in this influx of immigrants, which is completely unlawful, and illegitimate. And yet we have a president of the United States who's doing nothing about it. He's not enforcing the laws of the United States. He took an oath to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution from all enemies, foreign and domestic. He's not doing any of it. This is the most grotesque situation politically we've ever been in. And they want to vax the military? Think about that. The idea of creating a vax. And I heard originally they were going to give dishonorable discharge to anyone who didn't take the vax. Now I understand they're going to give honorable discharges. Well, you might have half of the military. We've already had large numbers of pilots leaving the service. It costs the taxpayer about $1 million a pilot to get them trained so they can fly our combat aircraft. And now because of this vax agenda, which really is part of a genocidal globalist operation to take control of planet Earth, they're going to be leaving. It's all for politics and control. I have an image of Trump looking at us and saying, it's not about the virus. It's all about control. Well, that's 100%, except in this case, the Democrats themselves are stooges. They're merely instruments or pawns of the Rothschild a global banking industry which wants to seize control of planet Earth, and where Klaus Schwab is the point man. Discussing this with a colleague yesterday, we are pretty much in agreement that if the military recognizes this is an attempt to murder them by forced vaccinations that have a propensity to bring about the death of those who receive it, where Sherry Tenpenny has described these mRNA vaccines as perfectly designed killing machines, when the military understands, when you get threats, and I'm hearing threats to deny VA benefits to veterans or even Social Security to Americans who refuse to get the vax, that's going to cause all hell to break loose. Mark my words. I think we're on the verge of going kinetic. Meaning we've had this war against humanity where these vaccines, those needles are lethal weapons. They've talked about going door to door. They've lied every possible way. This latest, as Mitchell was bringing up, claiming that they were FDA approved is false. They are not FDA approved. But the propaganda mill just runs perfectly for all of them. So it's just outrageous how they're manipulating the public. And most Americans, sad to say, are so busy they're so handicapped, putting food on the table, keeping a roof over their heads, that they really get their news in sound bites, and they don't know any better. If they are hearing the same report from multiple sources, they think it must be true. They don't understand that the world is engulfed by liars. And a lot of the lies turn out to be statistical. Lies, damn lies, and statistics. Title of a book. Well, we had 38 million cases of the flu last year. 38 million. This year, fewer than 2,000. So what do you think happened? Did the flu just disappear? What happened to the 37,998,000 other cases of the flu? Easy. They were reclassified as COVID. You want to know how to create a pandemic? You just lie. You just lie. You just re-describe. They're doing all these little games, all this fun, all these tricks to deceive us into lining up to take a jab that will kill us. I hate to say it, but we see mass suicide taking place here by those who have bought the propaganda and have no idea what's going on. Sad, sorry to be the bearer of such grim news, but you have to understand what we're up against if we're going to be able to do anything about it. And by God, there still are 130 million armed Americans. Make sure every one of them knows what the deal is, because we're up against it. This is the fight for our lives.
Listening to Revolution Radio.
Como va? This is Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. I pulled some strings and gotten you front row seats to my new show, The Perfect, Triangle. Live Friday, 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Revolution Radio Studio A. The Perfect Triangle is equilateral, three sides of the same length. In an angry, bipolar world, three perfect sides reveal many truths.
Body, mind, and spirit.
Thought, word, and deed.
Conspiracy, propaganda, and truth.
Natural health, allopathic tyranny, and your body.
Freedom, globalism, and sovereign nations.
And so much more. Each week, the Perfect Triangle will blast through fake news lies, champion the natural way and natural law, unravel the Orwellian deceptions of our corrupt government, reveal the satanic evil of globalist banks and transnational corporations. Tune in every Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, to Revolution Radio Studio A for thoughtful discussions with free thinkers. Your calls are always welcome. The Perfect Triangle, with Giuseppe from the District of Criminals. Join me, won't you?
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was...